A lot of us think we might have lucky numbers, maybe a birthday or some address. The country music star Kane Brown saw one number almost everywhere he looks.
Three. Yeah, that number's always meant so much to me. My mama had me back in 93. I was 3 years old and 3 feet tall when I started playing ball. And the number on my back was always three.
Three is just, that's always been in my life. It just pops up every now and then, all over the place. I just gotta look around the room.
Wasn't Babe Ruth number three?
He was.
Everybody's got their lucky number.
Kane Brown's fourth full-length album just came out, The High Road. He sings about his fears and anxieties, which he offers isn't something that comes easily to him in conversation.
I'm not much of a talker, so my life growing up, just being around different people, having to, not growing up in the best circumstances, I never let anybody just in.
But you open up on stage in front of people?
Yeah, at my shows. Feels like that's when I get to talk about my life and tell them how I feel and the songs that I sing. And depending on like what questions I've gotten, I've known that there's probably more of the same in the audience, so I know to talk about those things.
What do some of your fans tell you?
I've got a lot of messages from like moms or little kids who are biracial and things like that. And, you know, I'll say that their kids get picked on or they get picked on, and just telling them how I'm just a great role model for them. I've had other people like hear my song Haunted that talks about depression, and they just say how relatable that song is. I had a guy send me a video the other day, and he was just saying how that song is so special and so powerful. I messaged back to him and said, you know, I'm here for you. I know how dark it is, and you are more than welcome to reach out to me anytime if you ever need somebody to talk to. If I know that I can, you know, save somebody's life, then I'll do everything I can to do it.
That's extraordinary, Mr. Brown. You're there for us, aren't you?
Yeah. I wish I had people there for me whenever I was coming up. And, you know, I felt like now God's put me here to be there for other people.
Part of me is feeling like a ghost. Whoa. Cause I'm haunted by the voice in my head. I'm haunted by the taste of their lead. I wanted too many times to jump off of the edge, thinking I was better off dead. I'm haunted only every other night. I'm haunted and I wish I knew why. I'm haunted too many times to be gone by the morning. If I'm honest, yeah, I'm haunted.
I gather you had tough times in your family when you were young.
Yeah, they weren't the easiest.
You were sometimes homeless.
Yeah, I moved around, lived with some friends, moved different schools. Yeah, basically just anybody that would take me in, and I'd stay there.
That's got to be tough for a young man.
It was tough. I don't know. I kind of looked more of it as fun than anything. Because I was a nice kid, so I had a lot of good people around me, and I always stayed out of trouble, so it wasn't, I guess, hard for anybody to take me in.
And how'd you find music?
Music was just always my escape. Yeah, it was always with me, no matter wherever I went.
You won a talent show in high school?
Yeah, sang Chris Young's Getting You Home, and then, yeah, I just remember kids coming up to me afterwards, and that's when I was like, maybe I could do this for a career. I remember the popular girl in school ended up coming up and she was just crying. I was like, I didn't know you could sing like that. And I mean, it kind of got weird in that moment. It was really cool.
Can I get you to talk about the duets you do with your wife, Caitlin Brown?
Yeah, they're just... You know, she was an artist before we met, and she kind of quit her career basically to move to Nashville with me and follow me around and just support me. And this is me giving her beautiful voice somewhere to shine her light as well. and I'm grateful to have her on these songs and on the stage.
What's it like to sing together?
That's awesome. So much easier than singing with another girl, I'll tell you that. Because for me, you know, I have a couple other features with girls, and it was just really awkward because singing love songs, and I mean, it goes for every other artist. Like, they don't really have a feeling for each other, more than likely. And mine just makes sense because she's my wife.
We'll be standing tall when it all burns down.
I want to talk a little bit more about your family life as we hear it in this album. Let's listen to a little bit of Backseat Driver.
She said, "Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by?"
What's it like to be on the road with a young family?
Because my kids, we always said they were COVID babies, so they didn't really get out of the house much at first. And then now they get to travel. They're about to go to the West Coast for their first time and get to explore and do some things. When I was a kid, I never went further than Florida.
My little dangling feet, pretty and pink, backseat driver.
It's just cool to see their face light up whenever they get on the bus. Like the other day, I told my oldest, that's five, I said, "We're going to Georgia." And she was like, "What? We're going to Georgia?" So it's just really cute just to hear them and get excited about this stuff.
They may not remember each and every place, but they'll remember the closeness they feel with you and your wife.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to do, is just give them some memories.
Kane Brown, his newest album is The High Road. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.